We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So I'm told we have somewhat of a, I don't know how, what else to say, like an emergency OPP here.
Yeah.
She's reached out to everybody and wants to tell some sort of story here, and hopefully we can help her out. It's bad enough that she doesn't want her real name out there, and she doesn't want her voice out there. So we're calling her Candy.
Cool.
And she has voice disguiser. Candy?
Yai.
Yai.
How can we help? What's the emergency?
Oh. Okay, so I have this group of friends. They're kind of like old family friends, let's say.
Okay.
And they recently, kind of recently in the past year, introduced this another girl into the group, and I've become pretty close with her. I like her a lot. She's a good person. Recently, one of the couples in the group just had a baby, and she started watching the baby for them, babysitting him. There was some sort of altercation. I don't really know what happened, but people thought that the girl that was babysitting was sleeping with the husband, with the kid's dad, and there was some sort of cheating going on. Nice. Well, she swore up and down nothing had been going on. You know, it was just completely innocent. A couple of months ago, this happened.
Okay.
Well, just the other night, she told me that there, in fact, was some cheating going on, and it had been going on for some months. She's still watching their child. So now I'm in the weird position of, this is a very good friend of mine, and I know this. However, these are family friends of mine, and I don't really know if I should tell or if I should keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, that's tough. You're caught in the middle.
You called the wrong show.
You're the victim.
Steve already.
No.
I don't even. You haven't said a word, but I
you already tell that.
You're like, no harm, no foul.
There it is.
Let her keep sleeping with the dude.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Oh. So clearly, Candy, you've been friends. This is just what I glean from what you said. You've been friends with the couple longer. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay, not that that matters.
Right, but you're better friends with this new friend.
Are you better friends with the new friend?
Yeah, cool. I would definitely say so.
Done.
So it's about longevity versus who I'm tighter with. She admitted flat out she did sleep with him and still is.
Well, no, here's the thing. She says she has not slept with him. It has got physical. But she did say that it is stopping.
And she told you not to tell anyone, right?
Well, she did, but she did. And I said, I don't know that I can keep my mouth shut on this here.
And then she told you anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
You told her, I don't know if I can keep this promise. Okay, so you're protected.
Right.
So if you try to blow her out of the water,
dude,
you are protected.
Sometimes when you try to bring too much logic to a situation, it doesn't work. You can't just go, okay, on paper, this plus this equals that. So yeah, you can tell or you cannot tell. There's still emotions involved. There's still human lives. There's still covenants and marriages and friendships. And you don't get to just boil it down to Judge Judy here and be like...
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You do everything you say, you just remove all that.
That's not. Because
that's clouding the picture.
Okay, I'll admit that that is true.
Yeah.
But it does still have to be a part of the consideration towards the outcome.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying.
We considered it, we moved on.
So I'll just say this. After doing years and years of OPPs, if you weren't going to tell, you wouldn't be on the phone.
This is true.
Now, what you're calling for is for us to talk you out of telling.
Yes, because
in my opinion, because if she told you a secret and you were really going to keep the secret, you'd be like, she told me a secret. I've known her. She's a better friend to me than they are.
Yep.
To use Steve words, no harm, no foul. I'm done. But instead, you reached out through Facebook and emails and texts, and it got to our program director, and he came in here and said there's an emergency OPP.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff, you want to tell.
You want to do the right thing, which is not tell.
You want to know what? I kind of want to tell. Here's the thing. Here's what's kind of even more messed up. Is these people that I was friends with are friends of my ex-boyfriend who just recently cheated on me, who had a group of people
there
that
it
knew
is.
He was cheating
okay.
on
so
me.
Getting there. You're right. Scorned already.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So I know what it's like to be in this position where everybody knows you're being cheated on, or a few people, whatever, and nobody tells you.
Yeah.
But...
Okay. No, that does hurt. That does hurt.
It does. It, yeah. And...
So you want come... You want blood. You want skin. You want something.
It's about the girl's feelings of being cheated on. I feel like she deserves to know.
But so, okay, let's pretend that we get a bunch of calls that say, go for it. Who are you going to tell?
Right.
Because that's the next question. The girl who's part of the cheating, you already know, and she knows, and blah, blah, blah. So do you go straight to the wife and go, you were right. He is cheating. Do you go to the husband and say, she confirmed it with me, bro. So you better stop or I'm going to tell.
Wow.
You tell her, like, what's the next step? Because we've talked about this on the show. You go to the wife and say, he's not, cheating.
She's not going to, 90 times out of 100, she's not going to believe you. She's going to think you're.
Yeah, it's just like she's going to defend her husband. Like, right. We already went through that. We've sorted it out.
Right.
It looked bad, but it's not bad. I mean, do you really want to get involved in this much
there
emotion and muckety muck?
See, that's why mind your own business, maybe.
No.
Yeah,
you're totally right. I do kind of just want to mind my own business. But at the same time, since I've been in this position, I feel like I kind of need to, you know, do what's right. I swore up and down when this happened to me. If I ever knew that that was happening, I would tell somebody. But now it's like you're in that position. It's like, is that the best thing? Should I just keep my mouth shut? They have a kid together. Like, is it better off? She just doesn't know. Like,
yeah, what they don't know won't hurt them.
What they don't know could be hurting them, is hurting them.
As long as they don't find out, then they're good.
Oh my God. When you say things like that, it drives me so crazy. It's like saying, oh, I don't know. I have cancer, so it's not killing me.
Yes.
Right, totally.
Candy, we're going to get you some advice. When's the next time you see everybody?
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of ignoring everybody right now.
Okay.
So we'll see.
That's probably for the best. Yeah.
I would lay low until we get some answers for you. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Totally. All right.
Okay. Hang on right there. I flip-flopped three times in the middle of that. I don't know about
you. Yeah,
you've been like, ride the lie. But then for a little bit there in the middle, you were like...
A little bit. Because she kept adding a little bit more information.
Her emotional state, it would help her to tell.
Yes.
Because she would want somebody to have told her.
But she's trying to do what's best for everybody else, not herself.
Including herself, in my opinion.
Okay.
She wants to tell the woman who's being cheated on and somehow use that as a flux capacitor to help herself from when her man cheated on her.
So do the motivations matter? As long as those people find out the truth in the end, that's what's the best.
It sounds like they haven't gone all the way. Does that matter?
Gone all the way.
Because it's like the girl who said she's look, when I said, so are they having relationships?
Oh,
like,
oh,
they hasn't
that.
Gone all the, like,
yes.
There's been some cheating, but it hasn't been.
They have not.
So I don't know what they've done.
Okay.
Kissy kiss and little special kiss.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like, it doesn't sound like it's a full-fledged affair yet.
Well, that friend that confided in Candy, all her infidelities.
Yeah.
She gave up. When she did that, she gave up whatever.
It's out there in the universe.
Exactly. So Candy should have no loyalty to that.
But she does. She likes this girl. Mm-hmm. So should Candy tell? I'm out. I usually am the guy who says tell because I hate the innocent victim just thinking her husband loves her and he's screwing around. But
yeah, she can make things worse by not minding her own business, though, too. She wants to get out of this situation. She can make it worse for herself.
So it sounds like you're leaning that way.
Yeah, let's keep your mouth shut.
I'm Switzerland or Sweden, whichever one's neutral.
Right.
And we need to know where you guys are. Bridget.
Yay.
What would you do?
First, I would question my friendship with the cheater. She had no business putting her in that position since these are friends of hers. Number one. Number two, I take the husband aside since he is a friend and say, listen, you come clean or I will.
That's called blackmail. That's called extortion.
Well,
no, not really. Not really. Here's why. This is probably not his first time and it's not going to be his last. And the wife should probably be aware of this to proceed. Hey, you know what? I'm going to work through this with you or we're going to share custody, unfortunately.
By the way, I already have a nanny lined up.
Okay. Yes.
Gross. Okay, so thank you for the call, Bridget. Why is that always the what well, everybody wants?
Yeah.
You tell her I will.
I know.
Candy.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You're a different Candy, but you're also equally as disguised. What do you think?
Well, the same thing happened to me, and I was told by someone through an anonymous letter, and I'm currently divorced now, but I think if it was a one and done, you would keep it to yourself. If it's still going on, I would tell the person.
What if they haven't done it yet? Yeah. That's the thing. When she says they've been physical, what does that even mean? They kissed? Like, I don't... So if do you stop it before they go to the next level? Because it sounds like they're going to go.
Right.
I mean...
Well, chances are that the marriage isn't going well to begin with. Otherwise, I don't think it becomes susceptible to that.
Right. So
and,
then... So then let her do one time and don't tell, but if she does more than one, then tell. That's
wow.
That's your thing?
No, and I'm sorry. I missed the beginning of the conversation, but I just had to call because someone told me, and I think that it's better if it comes anonymously.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Because you're never going to hold it against that person. Yeah. I still have no idea who sent me the letter, but I'm glad they did.
Wow. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Although I throw 90% of my mail away.
Oh, no. So then they would never...
Yeah, I mean, if I don't recognize it, I just tear it and throw it away. Like, have you checked your mailbox lately?
You know what? I'm tired of Wednesdays when I get all those coupon inserts. Real mail gets caught in there, and I'm throwing that out, and I'm throwing out my real
right
mail.
Right now, I'm throwing away 75, 11 by 15 cardboard, Jared Polis sucks. No, Matt Stapleton's the one who sucks. And I'm like, God, I don't care about either of you. Stop sending me stuff. Which one of you is cheating on your wife? Never mind. Okay. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, man?
It's hard not to play Sweden, but I think she needs to tell the wife. It's tough when you get to the point where what you do dictates who you're going to be friends with in the end of it. If she tells the wife, then the girl in the end is going to be like, well, you betrayed me because I told you in confidence about this secret that I was sleeping with the husband. If she doesn't tell the wife, then and the wife will find out because
she's gonna hate her.
Knows.
Yeah. Yep.
She's gonna hate her for keeping that secret, and so she's gonna lose everyone anyways. And I think it's just that she needs to get this off her chest. It's obviously bothering her. It's keeping her so much turmoil. She needs to just get it off her chest and just do the whole. Look, this is the longevity. They've been friends longest anyways. It sucks, but...
Joe, you're giving her exactly what she wants.
Yeah, because
she wanted somebody to tell her it's okay to
push
tell.
Push her in the right
There's no
direction.
Other reason to call a radio show.
Yeah.
She wanted justification for what she's already planning on doing. Thank you for the call. I mean, because if you weren't going to... Like, if you wanted to keep your mouth shut, the last place you would come is Slacker and Steve.
She wanted, it only took one.
Yep. Jessica.
Yeah.
You get last word on this. What do you think?
So... I think someone should tell her. I feel like if it came out years later and then the wife found out, like, oh my gosh, nobody told me, I'd feel betrayed by my friend.
That's true.
A real friend would want you to have all the information and make the best decision for yourself. And then
but she's better friends with the other girl, with the nanny girl. It's
tough.
It don't matter. Right is right.
No, right is not right. When it comes to friends,
there's loyalty in there somewhere.
I got friends who like, man, I need you to help me bury a body. I'm like, that's wrong. What time?
Yeah, friends don't like, ask. That's all they ask.
Yeah, I'm like, I know everything you're asking me to do is wrong, but I'm on my way.
Because of the friendship.
Yep. I like if you're going to do it, go anonymous. Because then...
That is a good one.
Definitely.
Right.
It's out there. You feel a little bit of sense of relief that you told.
Yeah.
But nobody has to know.
Amen.
It was you.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.